Welcome back to the Your Hometown Series, sponsored by McDonald's. Head west with us as we explore the village of Glen Ellen, a place you'll want to call home.
All right, guys and girls, it's Wendy in for John today, and Your Hometown continues because this is a business in Glen Ellen. It's a brew pub, and it's called Two Hound Red Brewing Company. And on the line with us, the owners, Tim Rodine and Kevin Meadows. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good morning, slash afternoon.
Everyone's doing really well here. I have some girlfriends that we go out with to dinner usually every other month, and I have not been to your place yet, Two Hound Red Brewing Company, but it sounds like I'd like to go. You have food and craft beers that kind of hook up and go together, right?
Definitely do. We've got a full-service restaurant up front, and we create our own beer in back. So we have a wide variety, usually 16 different flavors of beer available that pair well with our food. And we do have a full bar for those who aren't a full beer connoisseur, but we definitely have a wide range of beers for anyone to enjoy with the different food we have.
All right, I'm kind of the lame one in the group, and I like a light beer. So what do you recommend? Because craft brews sometimes are very heavy for me, but it seems I always find one that I like.
So this is Kevin. I can take that one, Tim.
All right, Kevin.
So Tim spends more of his time in the front of the house, in the restaurant, and the bar up front. I have been designated the assistant brewer, so I'm doing that full time.
All right.
We have, to answer your question on light beers, we have a beer called Angel of Light that's 4.2%, but that would be in line with like a Coors Light, Miller Light, Bud Light. More of the flavor of a Bud Light, though. And we have a bunch of 4.5%, 4.6. So we have oatmeal stouts. We have lagers. We have ales. Most of the beers that we brew, I would say 12 of the 16 are under 5.2%. We do have some heavier barrel-aged beers as well as two sours. We have a pineapple sour and a blueberry raspberry sour.
Oh, okay. Count me in for that.
Yeah, good hit for the summer. It's really funny how you make them. But so that's kind of our foray. When we talk about IPAs and hazies, we tend to be on the lower spectrum of the bitterness, because that's what people in kind of the Glen Ellen, Wheaton, Elmhurst area like, mm-hmm. whereas opposed to some of the places down in Plainfield, et cetera, they want the more hoppier bitterness. But that's kind of where we land on the spectrum.
And yeah, I mean, I like full-bodied beers as well as light beers, but I also like whiskey too. Can that be had there?
Yes. Yeah, so we have, and we just had two gentlemen come in from Chicago that do a blog on breweries, and they were very interested in our whiskey and bourbon selection.
Uh-huh.
So although we tout ourselves as a brewery, we do have a lot of very fine whiskeys and bourbons that sometimes we just happen to get from our distributor that we didn't necessarily want or need, but it sells like Pappy's and Blanchard's that tend to sell pretty well.
All right. Kevin Meadows, one of the owners of Two Hound Red Brewing Company in Glen Ellen, and Tim Rodine also on the line with us. Tim, what about the food? What pairs well? What can I have with the Piggy Pen, and what is the Piggy Pen pizza?
Piggy Pen pizza, that's good. So we have a wood fire grill in there, so we're going to have a very tasty pizza. The Piggy Pen, I mean, that's going to have... You're going to want a little bit more. There's a new beer out, like a Mexican lager called Steel Machete, or maybe a wit beer that we have called Dresden White. Those would probably pair the best with that, kind of lighter, but still the flavor that's going to complement that Piggy Pen and its overall the pizzas we have. And besides the pizzas, well, we have a lot of great hamburgers, hand-held chicken sandwiches. And we have the salads to go with that, too. So it's kind of an upper-scale menu with our wood-fired pizza, great handhelds, a lot of good appetizers and salads to go with it.
And what the heck are Brussels sprout chips? Because I want them.
Think about Brussels sprout. where you just have the leaves. You don't have, it's usually quartered or smaller, and it's just off in the leaves. That's going to be a light fry on that, and then a yuzu, kind of a tangy sauce is going to go with that.
All right, that sounds fantastic. There's also a dessert very quickly here. Give us your what's the Schmid's fudge cake?
Well, so we do rotate around our desserts as seasons progress, but Schmid, it's a solid fudge cake. You want to have that with your oatmeal stout. Boy, that's going to be a great way to end your meal. But you got a fudge cake with a little bit of ice cream, possibly, or whipped cream, and then pair it with one of our stouts, even a sour, one of our flavored sours, be a great combination.
All right. Well, we'll see you there for the next girl dinner. Where are you located?
Well, we're in Glen Allen, not far from where 88 and 355 to connect, or off the Prairie Path. North Avenue is probably the closest east-west. Route 53 is the closest north-south. So in downtown Glen Allen, we're just north of the tracks near the fire station.
And I love talking to Bree Fowler. She is over at CNET.com, senior reporter. Bree, how are you?
Great. How's it going?
Everything's going great, although I'm looking at some of the topics we're going to discuss. And first of all, there's a Ring indoor camera. Am I the only one that does not have a Ring doorbell camera?
I actually don't, but I live in a New York City apartment, so these things aren't really needed here.
I guess.
And with the indoor cameras, too. But a lot of people do have these, and you want to keep an eye on your stuff. You want to keep an eye on your home. But at the same time, you don't necessarily want that camera keeping an eye on you.
Yeah, I like watching TikTok videos of people's Ring camera, you know, events that happen, because it's crazy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And with Ring's newest camera, they actually have a manual removable privacy cover that you can put on now. So for those times when you want to make sure that it's off, we always hear stories about maybe them turning on by themselves. This will both cover up the camera and turn off the audio, so you don't have to worry about your spy camera spying on you.
Okay, so what is the Ring indoor camera really used for? Like, if you have a nanny coming to watch your kid, or what do you use it for? Just security, basically?
It could be for something like that. It could be, you know, just in case maybe somebody breaks in. People have gotten very used to having these. I mean, a lot of people who have, you know, homes in suburbia, they'll have the doorbell camera. So, you know, you see those videos of people stealing packages,
yeah,
stuff like that. I'm not quite sure how much they help, but maybe people are less apt to pick that house if they see a camera there.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You could also put like that sign up there, that beware of dog. That's supposed to deter people, too. I don't know if it does.
I know people who have security system signs that don't have security systems. So whatever works.
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea, but you're right. And then, so all these electric vehicles that are out there, I have not made the switch yet, but there's the Chevy Bolt was one of the first electric vehicles, and now it's going bye-bye?
It was GM's first mass market car. Electric car that came on years ago, and they're pulling the plug after many, many years with this. I mean, basically, you know, electric vehicles are huge, but there are new, more advanced models out there. And, you know, people have shifted to bigger electric vehicles. GM is going to take that Michigan plant that used to make the Chevy Bolt and use it to make Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks starting in 2024.
All right. And I had one cat in my lifetime. His name was Declan. He was named after Elvis Costello's real name, Declan McManus. And I loved little Declan, but he was my indoor cat. I never let him outside. If I had a cat, I would never let my cat out because I wouldn't be able to sleep till it was home. And what if they get lost? But now there's a way to find your cat. Tell us about how you can track your kitty cat.
Well, we're all used to tracking everything these days. I mean, especially after, you know, like Apple AirTags came out. You can put them in your luggage. You can put them anywhere. One of the first companies to make these little trackers was called Tile. now they have an accessory kit where you can put a tile into your kitty's collar. We've all had, those of us who've had cats, you know, they can squeeze themselves into the craziest places. If they're skittish, maybe they'll go under the bed or hide in the closet. This is to make it easier for you to use your phone to find your cat. You know, it, mainly for indoor use, just because it would be paired with your phone. But, you know, the way the cats are, this could actually be useful for a lot of people.
Yeah, I had a friend, a radio legend, Buzz Killman, lost his cat, and they found, they had construction workers come to fix something in their bathroom, and they kept hearing the cat. And lo and behold, the cat had crawled in there before they drywalled the door, the wall shut, and the cat was in the wall. So,
oh wow,
everything turned out okay. Thankfully, they found him, but they needed more, you know, drywall. So you got to be careful. Bree, I have one final question for you. You may know the answer, you may not. I know that some of us. Well, not me. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Some of us share our Netflix account with family members who don't live in the same house. And it was rumored that at the end of March, Netflix was going to make you sign in on a device. If it was a different Wi-Fi, they were going to disable that part of your Netflix account, that particular profile. That did not come to be. I've heard rumors. When is this happening? Is it happening? Why are they doing this to us?
Well, the why is because Netflix is losing tons of money. I mean, I hear stories about couples that break up and they still share their Netflix password. You know, it may be $12, $15 a month, but people, you know, they definitely want to share it when they can. Netflix has been saying that they're going to crack down on this for a very long time. The thing is, it's hard to do that because, you know, if people travel, if they use multiple devices, if you're a family that's, you know, kind of scattered all over the place, it can be hard to tell. So this is something that, you know, every quarter when their earnings call rolls around, they talk about doing. It's just finding a good technical way to do it without upsetting your customer base so much that they leave.
Yeah, I don't think I could live without Netflix, but I'm a bit of a TV freak, so I don't know.
I definitely love mine, too, and I do not share my account.
A family member doesn't live in the same house, so it's a family member, you know? I think that's fair.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, hopefully we get another few months out of that. Always a pleasure to talk to you. She is the senior reporter over at CNET.com, Bree Fowler. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
I live in a very nerdy household, I've just realized. I like video games. My two boys like video games. My husband likes Q-Bert a lot and Star Wars. So then I'm like, okay, let's figure this out. I want to highlight a cool small business in my hometown of LaGrange. And what better way to do it than to talk to one of the owners of Blurred's Underground. Mike Davis joins us right now. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Wendy, what's up? How you doing?
I'm doing great. I really live in a very nerdy household, and comic books are cool. I grew up with Archie and Lil Jinx, and I had I have every single one of the X-Files comic books. I am just a nerd.
Hey, that's, you are people. This is why we have these stores for folks like you. I grew up the same way. My mom would not let us go to bed without watching an episode of Star Trek. It was always something in the house to do nerd adjacent. It was like a comic book, a movie, something. So I feel you on that.
All right. Well, Mike Davis is one of the co-owners of Blurred's Underground. It is the dopest spot in the multiverse to buy comics and collectibles. They're on South LaGrange Road, 15 and a half South LaGrange Road. And you and your partner, Marcel Kirk, own Blurred's Underground. Now, please explain the word Blurred's.
It is exactly like it sounds, black nerds. there's no trick to it. It is a description for black nerds. And Marcel and I both fit that description, if you've ever met either one of us. And so this term blurred is used to describe the two of us. But the underground is open and inclusive to all folks who walk through those doors. Like, we just want to highlight all.
Oh, bummer. We have got a bad connection, so we may... Are you there, Mike? We may have to try and call Mike back. So I will just... I'm going to hang up on Mike and you can try and call him back. All right. Well, Blurred's Underground, Blurred stands for Black Nerd. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. I think of people reading comic books, and I grew up in a predominantly white area. I grew up in Brookfield, and I didn't really think of a lot of girls reading comic books. I just thought, you know, are there black superheroes? But Mike Davis is back. There are black superheroes. There are black and brown kids that love the comics.
Oh, yeah. We've been in the space since the start. Like, we just have always been, you know, out in front. But we are always, you know, in the space. When you talk about nerddom, I mean, we had black characters on Star Trek. When my mom was growing up, she talks about how crazy it was seeing Allura on Star Trek. And, like, that was a big thing. And we've always been in that space. It's just crazy now with the advent of, like, films like Black Panther that we are getting way more in front of the camera now and seeing blockbuster films featuring and starring black artists and black creators. So it's a crazy time.
Well, Nichelle Nichols, of course, from Chicago, who played Uhuru, and wasn't that the first black-white kiss on television between her and Shatner?
It sure was, and my mom talks about that, like how crazy the reaction was at the time. And it is interesting because Kirk had been with sort of everyone, right? Like, he was fooling all sorts of aliens, but once he kissed a black woman, it was like, well, hold up, that's going too far.
Well, so you guys opened up, it hasn't been a year yet, right, that you opened in LaGrange?
Yeah, it hasn't been a year yet. So we took over in September, but that comic book store, if any of you all are familiar with LaGrange, it's been there for almost 10 years. So it was formerly Chimera Comics, and we just took over ownership of it in September.
Well, the reason I wanted to have you on, other than it's a cool store to go in, is Comic Book Day, Free Comic Book Day, is coming up next Saturday, right? What's the date?
That's right. It's May 6th. May 6th from 8 to 8. We're going to be there pretty much all day.
All right. And so the whole purpose of Free Comic Book Day was to basically bring people in to their local comic book shops and find out about new comics. Because I guess this year, Free Comic Book Day celebrates video game franchises. Is that what's happening this year? Is there a theme every year, or you just come in and get free comic books?
You know, it's sort of everything now, because comics has just taken on its own form. Comics are now, they're making games now based on comic book characters. So it's all sort of blending, but a lot of gamers also read comics. The bottom line, though, is that anyone with any interest in fantasy or storytelling can come by May 6th and get a free comic. There are no gimmicks to this, I promise. I know we're in Chicago, so every time someone here is giving away something for free, we're like, is it really? No, it is really it is really free. We have thousands of books that we've ordered that we're intending to give away. So if you're somebody who just, like, it's been a while, you haven't read a comic in a while, and you've been waiting to get back, this is the perfect opportunity, because they're going to have a ton of, like, number ones for all of your favorite characters, Batman, Superman, Avengers, whatever you're into. And it's for kids and adults. We've got some kids' books. We got some mature stuff. And again, no gimmicks. We promise. They are just free comics that we're giving away the entire day.
And Blurred's Underground, the underground part of it, is you have a movement where you're trying to make the comic industry more inclusive and accessible. Tell us a little about that.
That's right. Yeah, no, that's a big, big reason why we named the store what we named it. And our mission is just to do that. We want to make sure that the space that we all love is more inclusive for not only black and brown people, but anyone that feels sort of left out. We want there to, you know, be a resurgence of folks from all backgrounds who just want to nerd out, to have a safe space to do it in, right? And so we went into it with this mindset of, like, how do we create a space that's open, inclusive, and engaging, but highlights all of these amazing black writers and creators and artists that are now at the forefront because, again, of the success of so many films. And I think Hollywood has gotten a leap start into recognizing that, you know, these are profitable films. Black Panther, for instance, a hugely popular film that highlights an all-black cast. It can be done. We can all play in this pool together and all be successful. So that's our main mission.
Well, I like to hear it, and I like the store, and you're great guys, so I would like to see Blurred's Underground succeed. So pop in to Free Comic Book Day on Saturday, May 6th. And Mike Davis, one of the co-owners on the line, I want to run a few things past you. So Blurred is black nerd.
That's right.
I'm a girl nerd. Does GERD work, or no, that's used for something else. So All right, let's try again.
I'm not sure if it works.
All right.
We'll have to do a poll on that, Wendy.
What about Word, woman nerd? Word. Could I do that?
Hey, I like that one. Okay, we can do that. Words in the house.
All right. Well, I just wanted to focus from my hometown of LaGrange, a small business that you should definitely check out on the Wintrust Business Lunch. Mike Davis, one of the co-owners of Blurred's Underground. And please stop in Free Comic Book Day, Saturday, May 6th. It's 15 and a half South LaGrange Road. And what are the hours?
So the hours that day will be 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And again, all day we'll be out there. If you just want to stop by and have fun, we're going to have cosplayers out there. We're going to have music. It's going to be a great time. Oh, and by the way, one thing I'm only revealing here on WGN, Wendy, we have an artist, Gene Ha, four-time Eisner Award winner. This guy's going to come by and sign and do sketches from 11 to 2. So even though we're there all day, we've got a special guest dropping in on the Underground from 11 to 2, Mr. Gene Ha.
That is super cool. I will be there for that. And now people can also subscribe and get comics. I know years ago, I think even before I married my husband, so this is over 20 years ago, you could get a subscription to certain comics that you enjoy. You can do that at Blurred's too, right?
That's right. If you're someone like me who loves a certain character or series and you don't want to risk like coming in and your book being gone, we have a subscriber list. You can come in, sign up. We'll send you. We've even got apps. We've evolved now. We've got an app where you can look at all the comics coming out, what comics we have waiting for you at the store, and you'll get updates on all of that from our Comic Club app. So if you want to sign up, if you've got a character or a book that you really love and is always sold out, come to the Blurred's Underground. We got you covered.
I'm stopping in for some Archies. Okay, Mike?
All right, I got you. They'll be there.
All right, well, best of luck. Stop into Blurred's Underground anytime you want, but especially big events happening on Free Comic Book Day, Saturday, May 6th from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you, Wendy. Always a pleasure.
Word, woman nerd. I like that.
All right, word.
Thank you so much. I'm thinking about it, and it's like I like playing video games. I like Sega Genesis. There was a video game that was made by the 7-Up people. It was called Cool Spot, and the little red dot from the 7-Up can had all this surf music, and it was the coolest thing. I'm a bit of a nerd. I'm a girl nerd, a woman nerd. I don't know what I am. All right, it's the Wintrust Business Lunch, and right now we are going to head to Steve Grzanich with the Wintrust Business Minute.
Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. Chicago's technology workforce is growing but still drags behind other cities. Employment in the tech sector grew 1.4% from 2021 to 2022, according to the Computing Technology Industry Association's 2023 State of the Tech Workforce Report. The report says technology employment makes up 5.2% of the region's workforce and generates an economic output of $51.2 billion. Most of the tech jobs in Chicago are in web, software, and programming. There are about 56,000 jobs. Other positions include network engineers, architects, support, repair, and cybersecurity. The estimated median wage is $92,000. Chicago ranks 9th in the country for size of its tech workforce. Speaking of tech, the Consumer Technology Association is out with its latest innovation scorecard, and Illinois received at least one failing grade. The state was given an F in the area of tort reform. The group says Illinois has one of the most oppressive legal environments in the country. The state earned a B for attracting investment. The scorecard, which also covered policies on emerging technology and tech education, ranked Illinois 43rd out of 50. On the bright side, the scorecard says the state enjoys a robust tech job market and strong LGBTQ protections. I'm Steve Grzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.
And Steve Alexander with the business of food.
Yeah, it is charity walk season again, and there is a life and death food-related walk Sunday we'll talk about after I thank the Chevy Silverado HD for sponsoring us. Experience your life in HD. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. I'm going put on my walking shoes tonight. Mary Allen will have hers on Sunday morning in Park Ridge.
Mm-hmm. I am the walk coordinator.
Mary is part of a Park Ridge women's group called Angel Warriors, and they are hosting the walk for NEDA, the National Eating Disorders Association.
And they're the leading U.S. nonprofit that support individuals and family that are affected by eating disorders.
And that includes Mary, who lost her 30-year-old daughter, Veronica, to an eating disorder.
And I do this walk in memory of her, and I do it in the spirit of getting others to talk about this very secretive, very shameful existence to find their way to a recovery path.
Plenty of stigma and misunderstanding and misinformation. I thought eating disorders were a food problem. Mary says not really.
So what that means is eating disorders are a brain-based mental illness where food, exercise, body shape, weight, and or abnormal eating habits preoccupy one's life.
An estimated 30 million Americans are affected at any one time, 95% of whom are under 25.
Younger and younger people are being impacted by this.
And it can happen to anybody.
But there is hope through recovery. If any of your listeners or their loved ones are struggling with an eating disorder, it's important to express concern with empathy and then encourage the person to seek help.
Because
eating disorders have the second highest mortality rate of all mental health disorders, only topped by opiate use.
So the walk on Sunday is
an opportunity for individuals to get together for the sake of talking about eating disorders and to celebrate their recovery. But the biggest part is to fundraise for NIDA.
Sunday morning at Centennial Park and Pavilion in Park Ridge. More info at NIDAWalk.org. NEDAWalk.org. That is The Business of Food on 720 WGN.
It's Wendy Snyder in for John Williams today. It's the Wintrust Business Lunch, and we've all heard about Smoke Barbecue. On the line with us right now is Barry Sorkin, co-owner of Smoke Barbecue. I just want to say hello, Barry.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. And I want to get into what's going on. Smoke Barbecue has been around for how long? It's been a while.
Yeah, it has. It's been about 16 and a half years. It's hard to believe, but it's true.
All right. And we've all had it. It's delicious. I have to tell you, I am kind of a baby. I always say, I don't like smoked meat. Smoked meat does not necessarily mean a smoky flavor. Is that true?
That's often true. I mean, there's a lot of different versions of a smoke flavor. And so, like, to say something that's a very blanket statement, it's like saying, I don't like herbs, you know.
Right.
I mean, there may be some herbs you don't like, but certainly in the right context and surrounded by the right complementary flavors, you know, you might feel differently.
Smoke Barbecue is fantastic, and I'm pretty excited to announce that coming soon in mid-May, there is now going to be Smoke Steak. Please talk to me about meat.
Man, we're so excited about this. We've been working on this for what seems like forever. And so, you know, we are more excited than anybody to finally make this a reality. So this idea came about about 4 years ago, pre-pandemic, when we kind of accidentally just discovered the magic of smoking a steak. And, you know, I don't think we're the first people to have ever done it, but I don't know of anybody that's doing it in a restaurant context. And so, you know, there were certainly some challenges in figuring out how to operationalize it, but the net result is you get a steak that's really like none other that you can get anywhere in the city or in the country that I'm aware of, for that matter.
And this is where my misconception started. It's like, you know, my aunt would get a smoked ham or a smoked turkey, and it just tasted like fake smoke flavor. You know what I'm saying? But it goes so beyond that. And smoking a meat is actually just low and slow. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, you know, there are lots of ways to cook things low and slow that are not smoking. But, yeah, usually when you're talking about smoking, you're using some form of natural hardwood. But I think where people get like a negative feeling about smoked meat is that there is, you know, and I'm not looking to trash anybody, but I mean, I think there is a way to do it right and there's a way to do it wrong.
Yeah.
And it's not always about getting the most smoke flavor that you can possibly get into. Like, I think that's what a lot of people try to do. It's like they just want to, you know, knock your socks off with the smoke to make sure you get the point. But I mean, smoke is a really strong flavor. And so a gentle hand and a light touch really results in a much better product.
And some people will be saying, okay, great, why do we need another steakhouse? But this is going to be a completely different steak eating experience, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, to us, I would agree with that. It's like, do we need another steakhouse? You know, probably not. But I think there's definitely room for a very different kind of steakhouse. And so we started with what we think is a very different steak, and we tried to build a very different steakhouse around it. So when you walk in to Smoke Steak, you'll be greeted with a much more casual environment, Much more, you know, user friendly, much more seemingly appropriate for, you know, not just special occasions, but for sort of everyday dining. And, you know, we've tried to build an experience just, you know, kind of, you know, stripping the steakhouse experience of all of the, and again, not bad mouthing anybody, because these places are great and they've got, you know, they certainly have their place.
Absolutely.
But, you know, there's a culture of just excess and extravagance and almost opulence that sort of surrounds, your traditional steakhouse. And we've tried to distance ourselves a little bit from that and make something that's just a little bit more approachable.
Okay, and in addition to having a dine-in option, you can pick up items to bring home, and like I can get a raw cut, maybe a raw ribeye or something to bring home?
Yeah, so we've got a steak market that is going to basically offer everything you need to make steak dinner at home, whether you want to do our, you know, signature smoked and seared steaks, or whether you want to just throw a rock on a grill and, you know, do it more traditionally. So we'll be able to sell you that steak in both formats. We'll sell you the steak either raw or that we've smoked. And if you've got a little sous vide wand at home, all you got to do is drop it in a water bath for an hour, sear it on both sides, and you'll have, you know, virtually the same steak that we would have served you in the restaurant.
Can you talk slower? This is like food porn for me. What about seafood?
Yeah, we're going to have some great seafood options. We do a really nice salmon. It's also lightly smoked and then seared in a cast iron skillet. We top it with a little bit of lemon scallion butter, and it melts in your mouth. It's delicious. We've got a great shrimp scampi that we serve over pasta. A little bit of background heat in that dish to kind of round it out a bit. We're going to have a lobster and grits appetizer. So there's something for everybody. We also have a really great vegetarian option and just a chicken dish that I think is dynamite. So if you're not a steak eater, we still got you.
That's awesome. Barry Sorkin, co-owner of Smoke Barbecue and soon to be Smoke Steak. When's your scheduled opening date? Ballpark.
So the actual date's still a little fluid, but we're definitely targeting mid-May. So.
And the location?
It's coming quickly. That's 3310 North Elston, right between Addison and Belmont.
And smokesteak.com, you spell it SmokeSteak.com. I cannot wait. I'm a big fan of Smoke Barbecue, and I bet I will be of Smoke Steak as well, Barry. Congrats.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.